Hello English Podcast, a podcast for EFL learners and teachers. Hello everyone, this is one more episode of the Follow English Podcast. Today is August the 9th, 2016. I'm Marcos Gazana and I'm speaking from Porto Alegre in the south of Brazil. This is episode 119 of the Follow English Podcast, and today I'm basically going to be summarizing the last 12 episodes of the Follow English Podcast. If you want to check out any of the episodes that I talk about today, you can go to the webpage for this podcast, which is at pod.followenglish.com.br, BR for Brazil, so pod.followenglish.com.br. There you will find a search box where you can just type in your search item, or you can use the podcast archive. You can simply check out the 2016 episodes. Basically, all the episodes I'm going to be talking about were published in 2016. Alternatively, you can also simply scroll down and go one by one and until you find the episode that you're looking for. There's even a tag cloud, which shows a few keywords where you can go directly to the topic you're looking for. So I'm going to start by talking a little bit about each episode. I'm going to read out the title and make a few comments. So episode 107 was called Collocations with the Adjectives Cheap and Expensive. So this is an episode about collocations. There are quite a few in the last 12, in fact, and I basically give examples of collocations with the two adjectives and discuss the meanings. And then moving on, episode 108 is called Idioms with the Word Water. Here, basically, I talk about four idioms with the word water. I start by giving a brief overview of what idioms are and why they're sometimes difficult to understand. And then I give examples of idioms with the word water and discuss their meaning. Then moving on, let's move on to episode 109. On episode 109, I talk about idioms with the word horse. And on the episode 110, I talk about idioms with the word business. So four idioms with the word business on episode 110 and four idioms with the word horse on episode 109. Then moving on, episode 111 is called Prescriptivism and Descriptivism. This is one of my favorite episodes, in fact, because I talk about this this trendy issue. I think it's interesting, especially for language teachers. Why? Because prescriptivism is basically an approach to grammar which says that there is a set of rules that we should follow. And descriptivism is a totally different approach, which to grammar, I mean, basically says that, descriptivism says that, or takes into account the usage more than the set of rules and how people use the language and how the deviations and the changes in grammar take place, and in also regional, regional language, let's say, expressions used in different places, different regions. It's quite an interesting episode, I would say. Then episode 112 and 13, and even 14. These are three episodes about collocations. 112 collocations with the word related to meals. I give examples of collocations with nouns that we use to refer to meals and discuss their meanings. Then on 113, collocations related to seasons. Collocations that we can use to refer to seasons. And on episode 114, called collocations with the word news. Then again, the same idea. I talk about collocations with the word news. Basically, I give examples of verbs and prepositions and even adjectives that collocate with news and discuss their meaning. Episode 115 is an interview with two students who are moving to Canada. Actually, I think they moved yesterday or today, maybe. Today is the... their flight is today, and we talked about their expectations and the preparations, the final arrangements to move abroad, and we also talked a little bit about Canada. We talked about the weather, about finding jobs, about meeting people, and also language and culture related issues. It was a very enjoyable interview with these two students that I prepared for the IELTS, and they're planning to start a new life in Canada. So if you're planning to go abroad anytime soon, so that might be a good idea to listen and to see what kind of things you have to worry about. Episode 116 is called Questions with How and What Like. I basically talk about the difference between questions with how, starting with the word how, and what like what's the weather like or what's your brother like. And basically I give examples of questions and discuss their meaning. On episode 117, which is called The Difference Between Specially Spelled with an E at the Beginning, ESP, and Specially Spelled basically with SP, without the E at the beginning. So I talk about the difference between those two words, which are pronounced in the same way, but have slightly different meanings. And I give a few examples of how you can use them in writing, and discuss the difference in meaning between these two tricky words. And finally, episode 118, which is called The Difference Between Inheritance and Heritage, is basically the difference between the two words. I give a few examples of how you can use them and discuss the difference in meaning between the two words. So I would like to remind you before I finish that the webpage for this podcast, again, if you want to check out any of the episodes I just summarized, is at pods.followenglish.com.br. In case you have any suggestions or comments, you can send your emails to info@followenglish.com.br. You can also subscribe via iTunes or Stitcher or Podomatic, or any other podcatcher you might be using to reach us. You can always access the page directly if you want to download the episodes or even listen to the episodes online. So thank you for listening. I hope you're all learning something, and I'll see you next time. Bye.